Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The former Prime Minister of Australia, Malcolm Turnbull, says the opposition's associations with Donald Trump contributed to its shock defeat in the election. On Saturday, Australia's governing Labour Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, won an increased majority over the Liberal National Coalition. Mr. Turnbull said President Trump had had a very big influence on how Australians perceived Peter Dutton's opposition. He added that Mr. Dutton shaped his policies to please certain media outlets.
Is now operating within a right-wing populist media ecosystem. I've called it an angertainment media. Now, that may work in America. We have compulsory voting and we have preferential voting. And it does bring your politics into the centre. And so you run off to the extremes to please your base, you run the risk of losing the centre. And I think that's basically what's happened here.
The medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières has described a deadly attack on one of its hospitals in South Sudan as horrific. A spokesman for MSF in the town of Old Fangak said helicopter gunships carried out the bombing, which reportedly killed at least 7 people and wounded 20 others. Witnesses have blamed the South Sudanese military. It hasn't commented. The American billionaire Warren Buffett has announced he'll retire as chief executive of Berkshire Hathaway by the end of the year. The 94-year-old, regarded as one of the world's most influential investors, has led the company for 6 decades. Mr. Buffett has been a fierce critic of Donald Trump's tariff policy. In comments to investors at a meeting in Omaha and broadcast on CNBC, he repeated his criticism.
There's no question that trade can be an act of war. And I think it's led to bad things. Just the attitudes it's brought out in the United States. I mean, we should be looking to trade with the rest of the world, and we should do what we do best, and they should do what they do best.
British police say they've arrested 14 children aged between 11 and 14 on suspicion of manslaughter after a boy died in a fire in the northern English town of Gateshead. Those in custody include 11 boys and 3 girls. Here's Lee Milner.
Police were called shortly after 8 o'clock yesterday evening to a blaze which broke out at Fairfield Industrial Park. Now, that fire was extinguished, but a body believed to be that of Leighton Carr, who had been reported missing, was found inside the building. Now, 11 boys and 3 girls aged between 11 and 14 have been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter and will remain in police custody. Officers said inquiries were at an early stage and asked members of the public not to speculate about what happened.
Lee Milner reporting. World News from the BBC. Qatar has rejected accusations from the Israeli Prime Minister that Doha is playing both sides over negotiations for a truce with Hamas in Gaza. A Qatari spokesman said the release of almost all the Israeli hostages from Gaza had only been secured after ceasefires partly negotiated by Qatar. More from Andrew Ocheng.
On Friday at the International Court of Justice in The Hague, Qatar joined dozens of countries which have accused Israel of using starvation as a weapon of war in Gaza. These remarks appear to have angered Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In a post on social media, his office said Israel was fighting what it described as a just war. But in a quick rejoinder, a Qatari spokesman said Palestinians in Gaza were enduring one of the worst humanitarian catastrophes of modern times. He said the recent release of nearly 140 hostages from the territory had been achieved through mediation, not military operations.
The lawyer representing the main opposition leader in Tanzania, Tundu Lissu, says his client is going on hunger strike. Mr. Lissu is on trial for treason after he demanded electoral reforms. He's protesting the lack of access to his legal team and family since his arrest last month. He faces a potential death penalty if convicted. Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, has said she declined an offer from President Trump to send US soldiers over the border to help fight drug cartels. Ms. Sheinbaum said that during a recent phone call, she told President Trump that Mexico will never accept the presence of the US Army on its territory. Mexico is under huge pressure from the US to tackle mass migration. The governor of Texas has signed a new law enabling over 5 million U.S. students to be provided with state funds to pay for education in private schools. The scheme's been strongly supported by President Trump, who accuses public schools of indoctrinating children with liberal ideology. BBC News.